Cast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Sixers fall, 111-106 on the road to the Orlando Magic. Not a good one. Not a good one. You really should have come away with this victory over the Orlando Magic. You are a better team than them before this trade with Jimmy Butler. You're a better team, certainly, with them now that you do have Jimmy Butler in the lineup. Got off to a very, very good start at towards the end of the third quarter, increasing their lead big time, where they led as much as 16 points. But the Orlando Magic with a big 19-0 run. 19-0 run for the Orlando Magic in the fourth quarter to close the gap, take the lead eventually. Well, Wilson Chandler had to score five straight himself to bring them back, and then they went back and forth, back and forth. Some bad turnovers, three down the stretch, as we know. Questionable shot selection from a few players, specifically Joel Embiid, dribbling behind his back, step back three-pointers. He looked a little tired at that point. Maybe didn't want to bang with Vucevic down on the block, but that's where he needed to. He's looking like, arguably, the best player in the NBA right now, with a few other players around the league. So you certainly want him at that stage of the game, like we saw from him last week where he did the exact same thing. Yes, he did hit a three at one point, but he also went to work on the block to make sure he helped secure the Sixers with their win. And I say that because one of the advantages that the team has had over these teams that they've played, the 76ers over the teams that they've played, is at the free throw line. Tonight, it was 22-15, Orlando. Okay? Attempts-wise, 22-15, Orlando. Why? Because Joel Embiid, who has been living at the free throw line, and I mean living at the free throw line, only four free throw attempts tonight against the Orlando Magic. Only four, making three of those four, but only four. Yes, he was 4 of 7 from behind the three-point line. I got it. He had a nice rhythm going. If you've heard me before, I've always said, I don't mind him shooting threes at all. I just like the volume of no more than three. Okay? But, all right, I'm picking only because of where they came in terms of the spot of the game when he started to take those three-pointers down the end. 6 of 20 from the floor. If he was able to get a little more working on the block, and yes, Vucevic played him pretty well for the most part tonight, that's where he's supposed to take over the game. You look at his stats, 19 points, 13 boards, 10 assists. That's great. Triple-double, right? That's fantastic. His assist should go up now that Jimmy Butler's there and he's very good cutting off the ball and working without the basketball. That will go up. But what I needed from Embiid tonight was to go on a block down the stretch of the game. Punish Nick Vucevic and that defense. And if you punish them, or at least make them commit to a double team, you can then, as he said, as we saw it working tonight with 10 assists, then can locate whatever players are around the perimeter that he can kick the ball out to. You do now have a player like Jimmy Butler who can get his own off the catch. You have Ben Simmons, who he also hit on a nice cut to the basket for a dunk. That's why I needed him to live in the final 2 minutes of the game. Unfortunately, that was not the case. Ben Simmons, 3 of 5 from the floor. I know we're going to get the phone calls about Ben Simmons not doing anything tonight. I know it. I'm ready for it. You're right. You know what he did. He was trying to point guard the game. He was trying to get his new guy involved more. Distribute, set everything up, not worry about his points, where we wanted to see aggressive Ben Simmons and not this one who gives us only 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting in 31 minutes and 25 seconds. If you look at the starting lineup, J.J. Redick, 8 of 13. Chandler, 6 of 10. Embiid, we already know, 6 of 20, but he took 20 shots. 6 of 12 from Jimmy Butler. I needed Ben Simmons to also at least get me 10 to 11 field goal attempts tonight. It didn't have to be from the jump shot variety. It didn't always have to be from him driving to the basket. It could have simply been him doing what we see, posting up. You now have another body where they have to worry about in Jimmy Butler, and they can't sag off of him like they do Markelle Fultz in the starting lineup. At times, when Wilson Chandler was not out there, one of the things I didn't like Brett Brown doing after Wilson Chandler went off and scored those five straight looking like they couldn't stop him, Mike Muscala was in the game. He stretches the floor. They have to locate these players on the floor. This way you now give Ben Simmons the opportunity to go to work, whether he's driving or if you want to have someone like Jimmy Butler handle the ball a little bit out top, deliver it to Ben Simmons with Aaron Gordon on him, make him work. And again, if he gets double, now you can kick the ball out to Muscala, Redick, Butler, and if Joel Embiid gets out of the way to at least just a few 17, 18 feet out where he's not clogging up the lane to have the big fella there trying to help out, be the help man for Ben Simmons, you can go to work that way. So we can question some things down the stretch, not only with the players, but also with the coach taking Wilson Chandler out of the game down the stretch when he looked like he had a good rhythm going. All right, 610-632-0975. We have to take a quick break and come right back. Then we got 25 minutes commercial free, guys, okay? So, Rob, you'll be first. Tommy, Chris, Raheem, Elijah, Nate, we got you on the other side. A lot of questions here, I know. Simmons, Embiid, Brett Brown. We can talk about it right here in the post until midnight on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. The Bird struggles continue with seven games remaining and a 4-5 record. Is there time to turn it around? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. This November, come out to Creekside Cabaret and celebrate the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, in style on Wednesday, November 21st. It'll be a party you won't want to miss. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lite and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Football is back, and that's only the second best news I've got. That's because FanDuel's brand new sports app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of, finally. FanDuel Sportsbook has all of your favorite sports and bets, spreads, money lines, and much, much more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place those bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Bob, B-O-B. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100, as long as you use my code Bob, B-O-B. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Bob to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only, must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older, in New Jersey only. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
You could play the slots in Atlantic City. You could bet on the horses. But how many chances do you get to double your money? This week, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade. Or sign and drive on a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month with zero down payment, zero first payment, zero due at signing. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month with zero down payment, zero first payment, zero due at signing. Think how low your payments will go with double your down payment up to $6,000. Or get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade. We'll see you at Gateway Kia this week, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Black Friday sales event.
Exclusive for 6 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax, title, DMV. Discounts only. Trade deals value. Credit approval expires 11/30/18.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Here's to a whole lot of celebrating.
I recommend pairing sweet foods with even sweeter tasting wines. This Thanksgiving, enjoy pumpkin pie with a delicious Moscato.
We have aisle upon aisle of party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world, and I know where to find them all.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
My top tip, not all gifts have to be for others. Treat yourself.
Crisp whites like a floral Sauvignon Blanc pairs perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Now that's how you kick off a holiday meal.
Most adults smile an average of 20 times a day. Make that 21 for someone you love with the perfect bottle from Total Wine & More.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a 27-20 loss to Dallas on Sunday night, Coach Doug Peterson was asked what message he gave to the team in the locker room. Peterson said, quote, "The message is basically pretty simple. Starting with myself, all of us, just look at ourselves in the mirror. Are we doing enough? Are we giving enough?" End quote. The Birds travel to New Orleans this Sunday to take on the 8-1 Saints.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Cullerton. Get the money you deserve.
Birds right tackle Lane Johnson missed Sunday night's game versus Dallas with a grade 2 MCL injury. Johnson was questionable throughout the week but looked like he might play. Johnson is considered day-to-day as the Birds are set to visit the 8-1 Saints Sunday at 4:25.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Hey, little man, I promise I'm gonna stop smoking because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help, Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's, to honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking with the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Sports talk for Overbrook and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
10:20, 97.5, The Fanatic here on this Wednesday night. We are in the post. 111-106. Sixers fall to the Orlando Magic. A little tongue-tied there. 111-106 on the road. It should not have happened this way. They had, again, a 15-point lead. Pardon me, a 16-point lead at one point, allowing the Orlando Magic to go on a 19-0 run. Unacceptable. 19-0 run for the Orlando Magic. And then Wilson Chandler scores five straight to tie it up at 97. He's no longer in the game as Mike Muscala then comes in, I guess because of the outside shooting. I would like for Wilson Chandler to remain in the game because of the switchability, since they like to have that switching type of defense on a perimeter. So we're talking about Wilson Chandler, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, all three of whom can switch for one another, with Gordon, Ross, and Fournier all out on the floor, with J.J. Redick also out there. That, to me, was a better lineup instead of having Mike Muscala out there for Wilson Chandler. That's me. I'm just saying, and I'm sure you guys saw it as well. 610-632-0975. In the posts, we start off in the Poconos with Rob on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rob?
Hello, Devon. How's it going, man?
It's going, man, but I did not like how that game ended.
Nor did I, man. I feel like it's on Brett Brown, honestly.
All right,
there's
why so?
There's a lot of mistakes he made in the fourth. Like, how do you let a team go on a 19-0 run before you decide to finally burn a timeout?
Yep, yep.
Like, I would have burned a timeout, like, after they scored 10 straight.
Yeah, I thought the time there, and you know what it was? It was a couple of long jumpers, some threes. Once that third three went in, I'm calling the timeout. Or once that second three and Terrence Ross hits the look like it was a three, but it was ultimately a two, that's when I'm calling the timeout, man. You got to stop the bleeding right there. We know the NBA basketball is a game of runs. Mm-hmm. Orlando Rep Magic had the run going. Stop the bleeding, as you said, Rob.
Not only that, like, why are you going to take Wilson Chandler out 4 minutes left in the game, too? Like, I've seen Brett Brown do this thing time and time again. Like, he takes a player that's hot out of the game for somebody that's, like, cold and stuff.
Yeah.
It happened in the Detroit game.
I didn't like that.
Fultz was hot in the fourth quarter, late in game. He didn't decide to play him. He played T.J. McConnell. And yeah. It backfired on him pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't like that decision to take Wilson Chandler out, Rob, as I pointed out. Thanks so much, man. Thanks for starting off in the post here for us on 97.5 The Fanatic. I agree, man. I mean, listen, this one is on Brett Brown, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons, in my opinion. All three of them. We talk about how good they are and how great they are, and we have to give them their criticism as well when it's warranted. And tonight it was warranted. Joel Embiid, yes, he had his first career triple-double with 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Only two turnovers. Did contribute two blocks and was 4-7 from behind the three-point line, but 6 of 20 from the field. I'm not really concerned about the 6 of 20 if he's not taking those two threes down the stretch and is giving them a little more on the block with the final 2 minutes to go when the game was still in hand, trying to figure out who was going to win this one. I wouldn't even worry about the 6 of 20 if my star player, which he is, MVP candidate, which he is, comes up big down the stretch and takes us home for the win. It did not happen, so I do place some blame at the feet of Embiid, also Ben Simmons, and Brett Brown. 610-632-0975 in the post with Tommy and Belmar on 97.5. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how are you, Devon? Is it or is it not time for Brett Brown to be gone?
No, I'm not going to do that. I want to see him with this Jimmy Butler addition.
Understandable. I get it. But it just seems like every time we are up big, we lose a lead. And it's like you're hanging on at the end for this. And by the way, it's always Vucevic that is always killing.
Always kills the Sixers. No question.
Yes, he always does since he's got traded four or 5 years ago, whatever it may be. He always kills them, and it just seems like he does nothing to take care of that.
Well, I wouldn't double Vucevic with Embiid on him because we know Embiid's a very good defender. But
right.
I would, if Mike Muscala is on him, I would, you know, look at that. I wouldn't have Wilson Chandler on him to play him man up because that just simply is not going to work for me. So I agree with you that Nick Vucevic does have a lot of success against this basketball team.
Yes, he does.
I'm not doubling. I'm letting Joel Embiid do his thing.
Right, but he can shoot from the outside.
No, he can, and he did so tonight. I agree.
Yes, but on the other hand, it's like the seventh or eighth game this year where the Sixers are up big time, and it's always you're hanging on at the end of the game. And it's just like the caller before me with you call the timeout and, you know, you do what you got to do, and it just seems like it's at the wrong time or it just never happens. And then here we are, we're up by, like, tonight 16 points, and then all of a sudden we're down by 5 that quick.
Yep.
I mean, like, instantly, it's like you're hanging on every game.
Well, from the stretch, Tom, thanks for the call. It was 92-76 with 10:51 remaining in the game. 92-78, 92-80, 92-83. That was 9:28 to go. 92-84, 92-85. That was off of two free throws from Jonathan Isaac. Two more free throws from Jonathan Simmons to make it 92-87. And then Vucevic with the three. Terrence Ross with three. Terrence Ross with that 23-foot pull-up with his foot on the line made it 95-92. So if you were going to call a timeout at any point, again, remember, the biggest lead, 92-76. When you call that timeout is when it's 92-83. When they go on that 7-0 run, you stop it right there. Jaren Grant, which they did call the timeout. He did call the timeout. Brett Brown and Joel Embiid missed the pull-up. The free throws are going. 92-84, 92-85, 92-86, 92-87. After Vucevic hits that three to make it 92-90, I'm bailing out right there. That was with 8 minutes to go. I'm bailing out right there. Let's regroup. Let's talk this thing out one more time. He called the timeout after Terrence Ross's jumper to make it 95-92. Sub Muscala in for Embiid at 7-12. Right? Wilson Chandler hits the three to tie it at 97. Muscala was subbed for J.J. Redick and for Muscala. And then he takes Wilson Chandler out with 4:24. And that's where, again, the game went the other way. So a little questionable there. He misses a 23-foot three-pointer. And from there on, that's when they, you know, when he made the one to make it 104-100. But still, I'm not leaving Wilson Chandler out. I'm giving him a quick breather. Forget about any minute restrictions or anything for Wilson Chandler tonight. He's in my starting lineup. He had a nice thing going. He was at 23-14. I know I'm still putting him back in the game to close things out. It's only a couple of extra minutes. 610-632-0975. Chris in Williamstown is next in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
You know, Devon, there are so many things that I could sit here and try to brush aside and say, you know what, it's for the better, it's for the better. When we didn't develop Nerlens, when we didn't develop DeLon Okafor and realize to put the right pieces around him, like, look, yes, it ties in. Tonight was a perfect example where you had, whether it was Dario Saric in the past or whether it was Mike Muscala tonight, you had guys that had no right playing center that were power forwards, true power forwards in this league. You were trying to brush over and try to play as centers because you were getting the matchup against a guy like Nick Vucevic or Mo Bamba or Jeremy Grant that you could sit there and say, okay, maybe this guy could take advantage of that you know, situation and try to make the most of it. But when you do not assess the fact that you need a backup when Joel Embiid is not on the floor, it's absolutely negligent on his whole organization. The fact that they did not develop guys behind him, they traded them all the way, and they didn't focus. Look, I said this for a long time. You know, Brett Brown and this organization has their eyes focused on 4 to 5 guys. And Markel may be one of those four, but Jimmy Butler just got introduced and is part of that group. But they have their eyes so focused on a core group of guys, the rest of the guys kind of fall by the wayside because they're so busy trying to develop these guys because they are great and making sure they become great that they are not assessing the rest of the guys on this team. I'm worried, Devon.
That's all right. No, don't. I wouldn't worry right now. Listen, man, thanks. Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Don't worry. I understand your frustration. I got it. No worries. They'll be fine. They will be fine. And as Brett Brown pointed out in this postgame, a quote, up and down trying to figure things out, that's normal, especially when you're talking about adding a player like Jimmy Butler, the caliber of Jimmy Butler. You're going to have that type of stuff happen where you're trying to get the guy involved, you're trying to get him to engage into everything. I get it, but when you have a lead like you did, even on the road, I got it. It was on the road, Orlando's their place, you make a run and all that stuff. I get it. I got it. And he did call the timeout at one point, and he called the timeout late after Terrence Ross made the second deep jumper that with the foot on the line. Guys are going to try to implement their new player, especially when he's so good, the caliber of Jimmy Butler. And that's where Ben Simmons comes in again with 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists in 31 minutes and 25 seconds, only taking 5 shots. You need more than that from him. You do absolutely need more shots from Ben Simmons. No question about it. That's unacceptable. I always talk about how I love aggressive Ben Simmons. He was not aggressive enough. He was trying to simply point guard the game where, yes, I needed that from you because you have Butler, Embiid, Redick on the floor. But if that's the case, then you're the fourth option over Wilson Chandler to score. Take some shots. Take some shots. Landry Shamet came in 14-46 and got up 7. Yes, that's his role to shoot, but still. Korkmaz, he got up 7. I need Ben to shoot more than 5 shots. Especially down the stretch where things are going the way they were. I need him to get to the basket. Be a role man. It can work. Pick and roll with Jimmy Butler. It can work. They're going to have to pay attention to Jimmy Butler with the dribble drive and keep him away from the basket. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight right here on the Fanatic. Let's go to New York and check in with Raheem in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Raheem?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going.
All right. You know, I'm looking at this game, man, right? And we have all these weapons and all this talent. And Brett Brown, like, he's supposed to be a disciple of Popovich. I see no Popovich in him. He has no control, like the matchups, the rotations, like, and it's like every time Markelle Fultz comes in, he's running like these stupid set plays. Like, he's holding that young boy back, man. And it's Brett Brown, man. But Markelle Fultz needs to be told, score the points. Get some back. Go get to the basket. Do something. He has him doing his little dribble handoff at the 3-point line as soon as he gets in the game. Like, and then it's like, call some plays. Like, put Jimmy Butler on Ross. Like, do something. Like, he has no play calling. Like, what is up with this guy, man?
Yeah, well, listen, man, it's funny because this is the first time that I'm looking, Raheem, at my timeline. I got like 60-some messages, and it's all destroying Brett Brown for a variety of reasons. And again, rightfully so. I put it at the feet of Embiid, Simmons, and Brett Brown for, number one, the timeouts. Yes, he did call the one and the second one, but in my opinion, the second one a little too late. And then again, taking Wilson Chandler out, I know, maybe he needed a breather, needed a quick blow to get out there, catch his breath, and the whole deal. Mike Muscala comes in for the outside shooting. I understand that, and he did make one to give him a 4-point lead, but I needed the defense from Wilson Chandler also on the other end. I needed it because of the versatility, and Brett Brown did not have him in the game. That one, that bothers me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Jimmy Butler in town, baby. But how long will he hold his tongue when he see all this foolishness going on? Like, dude, what's going on? Like...
Yeah, I hear you, man. Raheem, thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975. We keep it rolling on the phones. Elijah in Philly is in the post. What's going on, Elijah?
Hey, what's up, Elijah?
What's going on?
Hey, this post. I'm not a Brett Brown hater. I'm not a Ben Simmons hater, but it's getting to the point where it's kind of ridiculous. It's like every game, he does things to my Brett Brown that causes games.
Mm-hmm.
But for starters, is this switch everything defense that they run is torturing us. I mean, I watch every game, record and rewatch them. All teams do is make them switch, get the match that they want, and then just isolate like they did with Vucevic all game. And my main question is, what has Ben Simmons been working on in the offseason that he won't even take a wide open foul line jump shot? And I love Ben Simmons. I'm not a Ben Simmons hater like most of the people on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ben Simmons. I'm at the point now where I think it might be wise that in the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it's time to take Ben out of the game.
Ooh.
And put in the shooter. Go with Butler, JJ, and B.
Ooh, that's a big blow to the ego, man. That's a big blow.
Nah, it is, but he has no time giving the blow to Markelle Fultz. Tell Ben if you want to play in Ben's games, you got to be willing to take jump shots. You ain't got to shoot a three.
No, I agree. Hey, Elijah, I've always said when everybody keeps harping on him taking threes, I don't care about him shooting 3-pointers. I need him shooting 17 on in. I need him getting to the free throw line and dropping 70% of his free throws and finishing at the rim stronger. That's what I need from Ben. So I hear you. That's why I pointed out five shots tonight, simply not enough. Not enough.
Yeah, it's to the point now where, like, even when he does take mid-range shots, they look good. He makes Kylie laugh at him. He's not as bad as a shooter as he thinks he is.
His confidence is in his head.
To take it. The coach got to make him take the shot. And if you tell him,
I promise you, E, he tells him to shoot the basketball. I promise you that. Thanks so much, man. 610-632-0975. It's up to the player to do it. Now, if you want it early in the game because he passes up a shot and it might cause a turnover, result in the turnover or something like that, I understand. If you say, hey, my man, 25, come here. Have a seat next to me for a minute. Not because of the normal substitution, it's to make a point. Everybody can get one of those, all right? Everybody can get one of those. Maybe not LeBron James, you know, you don't do that. But at this point, if you have to do that here with the young player, even though he is a star player, you do it. Come sit next to me. Come on. Let me show you this real fast. Just pull out the iPad, whatever they use down there. Pull out the iPad. Look at this. You see what you just did? Shoot the ball. That's what you do. If you're going to do anything, you pull them out of the game. It's embarrassing. I'm a star player. How dare you pull me out of the game? So what's he going to do now? Continue to not shoot? Maybe. But then that's where things will really start to get ugly at that point if that happens. 610-632-0975. We're going to Southwest, though. They get rough down there in the post. Nate on the Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
All right, man. We're not going to do a whole lot, and I'm not going to scream and holler.
You don't have to scream and holler.
We ain't going to do that. But listen, if somebody don't tell that big 7 foot, 300-pound ball to get on the block, period. Stop shooting all those threes, man. I don't care if you're knocking them down or not. You know how many times he could have destroyed Vucevic on the block? Vucevic could have fouled out. This is what I don't understand, DJ. How do you do this against Whitehead and Drummond? But every time we play Vucevic, he destroys us.
Yeah.
Every time. But when you play Drummond and Whitehead, you get up. All they bums. They don't get this. Come on,
you
man.
You know what I think it is? This is just me. I think because he makes him work so much on defense, because he can step out and shoot the threes like the other two cannot. And you already know, Nate, that footwork that Nick Vucevic has on the block, That's work,
it's,
man, and
it's dangerous, bro.
Exactly.
So that's my only
comeback to that is that he makes him work so hard that
he just want to take jump shots and be lazy and not even going to play.
Maybe.
At least tonight.
That's bad, man.
But that's every time we play Orlando, he does the same thing.
I know.
Vucevic is a killer when he comes. Oh, I'm playing Philly. Oh, y'all traded me. I'm going to destroy whoever the center is. I'm giving him 25 tonight.
I know.
And that's what he do. It's just ridiculous. When Ross shot that shot, I said, this is the same thing that happened on the first night Orlando game when I was there. And that's what happened.
And they needed a JJ miraculous three to win the game.
Which they needed a miraculous three tonight, which stepped out of bounds. So Wilson Chandler is a monster. And I don't know why you take him out of the game.
Yeah, how many times did we talk about that when that trade happened? Now, listen, it looks much better because you have Jimmy Butler now. But that dude, that toughness, and once he's able to just go and go and go, that toughness, man, that versatility, they can do a lot of things defensively.
Real fast, bro. The bum got to win tonight, and I'm mad.
He had 15 tonight.
He's still a bum. I don't care.
Hey, cut it out.
Minnesota shouldn't have won tonight.
Cut it out. He had 15 points, 3 of 7 from 3. That's 43%. I'll see you. I'm not working. Yes, I am working. Yeah, all right, I'll see you.
I'll see you Friday.
All right, I appreciate it, Nate. 610-632-0975. Nate was talking about Robert Covington, of course. Let me give you that before we step away for a second. 610-632-0975, Robert Covington tonight. 41 minutes, a team high. 41 minutes, 10 seconds for the Minnesota Timberwolves in their win. 5 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 7 from behind the three-point line, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 turnover. Nate, get your 33 Wolves jersey ready. Cut it out. Dario Šarić, 20 minutes off the bench, 3 of 7, 1 of 2 from behind the three-point line for 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals for the power forward. Now, of the Minnesota Timberwolves. 6-1-0, and they win 105-98. 610 632-0975. We are in the post talking about the 111-106 loss to the Magic for the Sixers.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. A 4-5 record. 7 games remain. The 8-1 Saints up next. Is this Eagles season on life support, or can they turn it around for a playoff push? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. This November, come out to Creekside Cabaret and celebrate the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, in style on Wednesday, November 21st. It'll be a party you won't want to miss. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet, completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? How about the winner of the NBA championship? You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Jason. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in New Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, prop, whatever you want. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of Insight credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as Insight credit. Must wager amount equal to Insight credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Hey, this is the doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Today I have a special guest, Rug Doctor's head of innovation, Rich Newhouse.
What's new, Rich?
Glad you asked, Doc. It just came out with this baby. The new Pro Deep Cleaner. It's our best Rug Doctor ever. Lighter, more versatile, and tons of power.
In other words, this is not your father's Rug Doctor.
No, this is my mother's Rug Doctor. She rented one at the supermarket last week and liked it so much, I bought her one of her own.
So what does she like about it?
She can deep clean her carpets, furniture, area rugs, but her favorite thing is the professional suction power and brush velocity created by the TwinTech motors. Yeah, Mom's a bit of a gearhead.
Now I know where you get it from, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Doc.
Get your home clean, fresh, and guests ready for the holiday season. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local grocer. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hey, little man. I promise I'm gonna stop smoking because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help. Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's, to honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking. With the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a 27-20 loss to Dallas on Sunday night, Coach Doug Peterson was asked what message he gave to the team in the locker room. Peterson said, quote, "The message is basically pretty simple. Starting with myself, all of us, just look at ourselves in the mirror. Are we doing enough? Are we giving enough?" End quote. The Birds travel to New Orleans this Sunday to take on the 8-1 Saints.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance, no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 10:49 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We are in the post until midnight. Sixers fall 111-106. It's the Orlando Magic. Just shake your head, right? Just come on now. Can't lose that game tonight. 610-632-0975. As I was here talking to Jay Gridlock on Twitter, I was trying to find exactly where it was. And he and I were talking because basically what he said was Jay Gridlock is Jasper Lucas on Twitter. He says, "I know this was Jimmy Butler's first game as a Sixer, but he's got to take more than 12 shots, especially on a night where Simmons only took 5 shots, which is ridiculous, by the way, and Butler shot 50%, and the team lost only by a score. Pardon me, only by 5 points. Now, I understand where he's coming from. You want him to take over? It's like a perfect story. You see the back page of the thing tomorrow in the newspaper or the headline online tonight. Jimmy Butler takes over in the final minute, whatever it might be. His 12 shots were good looks. The 13 from Redick were good looks. The 10 from Chandler were good looks. Simmons has to take over. I'm not Jimmy Butler just yet. Yes, that's what you got him for. You will get that. I hear you, Jasper, but I needed Simmons and Embiid to be those guys. I needed them to play off of Jimmy Butler. The 12 shots that he got, they were up by 16. We wouldn't be talking about the 12 shots if they had held on to that lead. They were up 16 points. Even if they would have held on for a 6-point win. And Butler didn't score at all. But his presence out there on the floor, the attention that's needed to be paid to him because he is such a good offensive player, that's the value of Jimmy Butler down the stretch. Not that he has to go get the basket. That will come. I needed Simmons and Embiid to get those baskets down the stretch. Or make the play for Redick to get an open look. 610-632-0975. In the post with Malik Uptown right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Leek?
Hey, what's going on?
Loss, man. Bad loss.
Man, there's a couple of guys stole my thunder with the Embiid. His style of play at crucial moments of the game against obvious centers who don't pose much of a defensive threat. You know, such is the case with, you know, he gets more aggressive when he play guys like Whiteside and the other guys. And I scratch my head how he gets that aggressive, but then he tends to be a three-point shooter when he played less defensive players. And you made a point about why you thought that might be the
case.
Well,
yeah, I was just giving an example, maybe a possible reason why.
Right, and I kind of, when you said that, I kind of considered that, so thanks for that. But my main thing about Brett Brown, this is what I have for you, Devon. What makes you think, because you said not yet to death for Brett Brown, what makes you think that he's going to change? He hasn't proven any way in shape or form that he will change. You know, I don't need to see 15 more, 20 more games with Butler on the team. He's the same person. He's the same coach. He has fundamental flaws all across the board. I don't see anything changing just because Jimmy Butler is on the team. He's going to continue to make the same mistakes. As evidence of tonight, them blowing the lead once again. The Sixers are last defensively in the league. They was fourth last year. We can probably attribute that to Lloyd Pierce. But still, all of this goes right back to Brett Brown as a coach. I said it before when I've called before in the past that he is not the coach. You disagreed with me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You probably still disagree. He is not the coach that's going to take
that's going to take him over the top. And listen, it's fair. Now, before I let you go, Leek, I'll give you a chance to say your piece after I answer your question. What makes me think that you, as you said, you don't need 20 more games? My answer to that, the difference is Jimmy Butler. This is the first time that he's going to have someone like this on the perimeter who can do what he does, where maybe, just maybe, he has to go away from some of the other things that he does simply because he has that type of talent and that type of personality that's going to say something back to him, Leek, that might force him to do things a little bit differently in game, or maybe even see it in a practice session or on video, whatever it might be.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But fundamentally, like calling plays.
I understand.
Putting players in the right position. You know, Jimmy Butler cannot change that, even though I hear your point on how he can express his voice. I just think the Sixers need a stronger personality as the coach. Ben Simmons, to give you an example, I feel as though Brett Brown kind of babies him. You know, a stronger coach would force him to take more shots or he would sit him down. It's just that simple.
No
reason for this.
I got it. Now I understand it, Leek. Thanks for the call, man. Gave you a little extra time to get that off your chest. I appreciate it. 610-632-0975. You're not the first, and you certainly will not be the last to say that very thing that you just said, Malik, where Brett Brown is not going to be the one to get the Sixers over the top. You're not the first one. And listen, I've never been the biggest Brett Brown supporter. I gave him his credit from last season because he was good. I gave him credit. He has not been good overall in his first, 16 games here for the 76ers. I agree. And tonight, I've already said it. I would have left Wilson Chandler out there. I would have called timeouts in different spots, maybe. Just one timeout in a different spot, and that was pretty much it. I hear you. I get the frustration. I was never a big Brett Brown guy. Gave him credit last year because I'm supposed to give him credit for last year because he should have got credit for last year. It's a new season. I am going to give him some time with this new team now that Jimmy Butler's here. It's different. And with that being different, the fire underneath him is also a little different. The expectations change and are different. 610-632-0975. So there's no more of this crazy stuff that we talk about with Brett Brown a lot. You got to get it done. Bottom line. Chris in South Jersey is in the post on the Fanatic. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
I got you, man. Loud and clear.
All right, listen, man. Despite how everybody feels about Brett Brown, here's the thing. I got a quick question. I got like two or three quick things to say, but I got a quick question. Has there been a coach in any sport across the sport, any sport in history that has coached a team through the rebuild and survived enough of the losing to see championships and keep his job, like survive enough of the losing to keep his job and win championships? Has there ever been any coaching for any franchise to do that?
No, and you know what it was. It was simply because this was a different type of rebuild for this franchise. They were giving him an opportunity to turn it around. Now, listen, Chris, he has to get it done because now all that stuff is over with. If he does not, like Malik was talking about, get this team over the hump and get them to that next level, which is championship contention, then he's going to be out and then he will be replaced. So that's what I said. Now the smoke is starting to come. Now that fire is underneath him.
Well, the thing is, it's like we should have already been bracing ourselves for this because the reason why we blow these 20-point leads and these 16-point leads and, you know, why our record shouldn't even look like this now is because once you – Brett Brown's first 3 years coaching here, the job was to lose. Like, if you know how hard it is to get out of that mentality over 5 years of losing. So when these guys blow 20-point leads and Brett Brown isn't putting them in the right position to sustain a 20-point lead, it's because you have a history and a pattern of it's hard to escape that. We need a coach.
Yeah, but it's not a lot of – you talking about the players or the coach?
Well, I'm talking about the coach, like the way he –
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I hear you, but he also comes from the San Antonio Spurs for over a decade where he was right. All about winning. So, yes, I understand it because that was the role he was brought here to play, which was to develop these players and all. But he only has, like – what, 3 or 4 players left over from that entire thing? Thanks for the call, Chris. So I'm not even, as much as I was not a fan of the whole blow up and rebuild the thing, I got it. And see, now I'm sounding like I got a Brett Brown jersey on or something. And that's not the case. He wasn't good down the stretch. I needed better. I needed better from him. I needed better from Embiid and Simmons. I did. But I'm not going to sit here and defend Brett Brown like that. Listen, come on now. He simply needed to be better. We will find out. The fire's underneath him now. He has to win. So that's the new role. You got to win. It's no more losing. No more. We need W's now. No more L's. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPN. Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. This is In the Post. I'm Devine Givens. Sixers fall 111-106 with basically an unacceptable win tonight. We've seen it so many times where they've had these leads and they spit them up. This one you should not have spit up. And yet again, on the road, you spit it up again on the road. Orlando, 7-8. Much better team. Steve Clifford has that team playing. I got it. You cannot give this one up. And I put it at the stars, at the hands, pardon me, at the feet of the stars. They should have closed this game out. To Jasper's point, again, I needed Jimmy Butler to take more than 12 shots. I needed Joel Embiid to take over in that final 2 minutes to get them that win, get on that plane, come back here to Philadelphia and get ready for the Jazz with a 10-6 record. That's what I needed. 610-632-0975. We go in the post in Villanova with Austin next on the Fanatic. Austin, what's going on?
Going on, Devon.
How you doing, man?
So, I listened to a lot of your calls tonight, and I got to tell you that I think that the callers are absolutely wrong. Let me start out by asking you this. Did the Miami Heat win the first game of their Big Three era?
No, they started off like 9-7 or something like that.
Right. They lost their first game as the Big Three to the older Boston Celtics. And so my point is that you got to give this time to gel.
Certainly.
And people are going to hate Brett Brown because it's much easier to blame him as the one reason that they're to the loss other than Ben Simmons or the bench or this or that. But the reality is that, and your previous caller alluded to this, if you look at the career paths of Nerlens Noel and Timothée Olajuwon-Cabarrot and Jahlil Okafor, Okafor is clawing his way to stay in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Nerlens Noel was unusable in Dallas when they were bad. And Luwawu is now declined by the Oklahoma City Thunder, who desperately lacked depth. So this is not on Brett Brown that these guys didn't pan out. This is on the people who scouted and drafted them.
Yeah, and that's why I said I'm not worried about him as of yet. He only has a couple of players that are here left over from that entire rebuild. I'm with you.
Right. And so my point is that it feels like it's been forever with Brett Brown, but the reality is that he's only had a true NBA roster that he can work with for about a season a quarter now, we could say.
Mm-hmm.
He's only had those pieces around him. I mean, this is the first game he's ever had a legitimate group of players who could contend for a championship. Last year, they were great and young, and they were unknown, and that helped them win games. And we saw what he could do with two pieces. And now this is just finally his chance to do it with three, which is what you had to do in the NBA nowadays. And I think that I think that people are just unfair because you have to give him a season with a full group
set
of tools to work with.
And that's why, to the point what we had with the caller, where I simply pointed out that I will give them time. Why was the difference? Because Jimmy Butler's the difference now. You have him as that third star. Austin, thanks for the call, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to show it. And if he doesn't show it, then we'll have the discussion again. And we'll evaluate it as the games go on. If he makes the mistakes, we'll call him out for the mistakes. We will. This one was a bad loss. Now, I'm still going to give him time and an opportunity to fix things. Just as Jimmy Butler, we're saying Jimmy Butler is going to take time for him to get things going. It's also going to take time for Brett Brown to implement Jimmy Butler into the offense, to find ways to put him in the offense, because he has never had a guy like this. 610-632-0975. We're going into post with John and Gladwin on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm confused. They keep blowing these leads, 16, 21. What's the problem with going more toward a half-court game when you have a lead and working for a good shot or getting it inside where
I get that
gets fouled.
I get that, John, but how many times have we seen him make those shots and everybody's like, okay, that was a nice shot. So if they make it on that quick shot, that quick three or whatever it might be, then we're talking about, oh, that was a good shot. Remember when he made that one? So he missed it, and I hear you, but we pick at when, you know, it's one of those, no, yes, good shot.
Well, I mean, we see other teams do it.
Yes.
We don't do it. I don't know. I don't know if it's the right way to go or not, but there's something is not right that they keep blowing these leads.
No, and it's the defense. It's it's really the defense and the turnovers, and we saw it at the end there where it was the three turnovers down the stretch. The defense wasn't good enough because they just had wide open looks, man, for those jumpers down the stretch.
Yeah. I got one other comment. Markelle Fultz, I keep hearing people talking about him. He hasn't even played a half an NBA season. He looks like he can be a very good defensive player. We know he can run up and down the court. We know he can take it to the hoop. We know that he can distribute the ball. And we know he needs to improve his outside shooting. But for people to blow off all those other things like they don't matter doesn't make any sense.
Well, I hear you, man. Markelle Fultz was aggressive tonight, John, when he had the opportunity to get in there. You saw him turn it up a bit, go to the basket, pull up. We've seen him pull up right around the free throw line, extend it, knock it down. It looked actually like a normal shot when he pulled up from 15 and drilled the one early. He took another one where it looked really good. It certainly did look good. So he was aggressive tonight. Let's see if that, again, the fire being lit. Let's see if the fire is lit underneath him now that he's been benched. in a reserve role, and Landry Shamet gets more minutes than him. Jimmy Butler starting in place of him. J.J. Redick starting in place of him. Whoever you want to say he's, you know, who's starting for him. Whoever. Let's see what he does. It's not going to necessarily improve his jump shot, but the aggressive play, since we know he can get to the basket, maybe that will still pick up. 610-632-0975. Justice in the North Philly is in the post on the Fanatic. Justice.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's happening?
Oh, man, listen. I played basketball all my life, man. I'm from North Philly. I played in the public league.
Yep.
I played in the great 16th Street. I played in the Hank Gavish League. When you on the court, man, and you got the biggest fella on there, it's about coaching. You got to tell that big fella, man, don't be scared of him. You're going to get fired. You're going to get fired. Look, big fella, we need a basket. We need a basket.
We need a hoop.
Ben.
Yep.
As well, on the court, you the point guard, you the general, you the coach on the floor. Look, big fella, we need one. I'm not going to give you the ball out here until you get down low. If we got to argue after the game, then we got to argue. And I'm going to tell you, we need a basket. You 7'2", 270. And another thing,
yep.
Coach, I'm not going to let nobody come back when we are 16. I'm going to call time. I'm going to burn all my timeouts out, and I'm going to tell them in the huddle, listen, we need a basket. Nobody takes a shot. We getting the ball. Two-man game. Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid. We getting a basket. There's no way in the world. It's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
On any level.
I agree. You need it to get a basket. Slow the game down.
Slow the game down. Take the air out the basketball,
exactly,
man. You know that, Devon, from any level, man.
Simple entry pass to the low post. He gets double teamed. He had 10 assists, a career. You know what I mean? He had a triple-double, his first triple-double of his career, so that means he was passing the ball.
Yep.
Locate the double team, kick the ball out, do what you need to do. Let's walk out of here with the win. Yep.
And one thing about my young boy, Markel Fultz, let him come off the bench, clear his head, let the lights be dimmer for him. They're too bright for him.
Uh-huh.
But his shot mid-range is good. I don't know what's wrong with him.
It's in his head, man. He got to get out of his own
way.
I've never seen it in my life.
Basketball.
Same here. He has to get out of it. I keep saying it, Justice. You played. He has to get out of his own head, man.
I'm 50. I haven't shot a basketball probably about 2 years. I guarantee you I could shoot right now.
I know you could. It's no question. It's no question about it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro. 610-632-0975. He has to get out of his own head. Simple. Simple. I remember saying this last year, and I said it plenty of times on the air. He came back with what? Like 10 games left in the season, whatever it was. I remember saying this multiple times. And I heard Mike say this earlier in the week. If yesterday, the day before, whatever it was, right after he had the issue with the shot, I said, send him away Joel Embiid style. Remember when they sent Joel Embiid to Qatar just to get him away? Remember that when he was hurt? How many times, if you've heard me on this airwaves, how many times did you hear me say last season, while he was still missing all those games before he came back, all of this stuff that he kept putting on social media, all the stuff that they're hearing, people recording his videos, doing his pregame work at the arena or at practice, get him away from basketball. Go away. Just go away. Go clear your head. Go do whatever you need to do. Don't touch a basketball. Just go away. No G League, none of that stuff. Just leave. I said it last year. Came back, he got the triple-double, he showed us some things, he looked pretty good. I got it. But when he got to the playoffs, when you felt like you can have the athleticism, use that maybe 10, 15 minutes against the Heat, they took his heart right away. Right away. That was good. I felt that he was getting involved with Drew Hanlon in the offseason, trying to work some things out. Now you start to hear those two guys are riffing a little bit. Hanlon comes out on Twitter defending Markel Fultz, saying he's still injured. Brett Brown wishes he didn't say it. Markel Fultz then has to come back and defend himself, saying I'm not injured, whatever. Then the report from Alex Kennedy from Hoops Hype says those two guys are at odds. They're not talking. Meanwhile, he's still helping Joel Embiid, and Embiid is still a client of Drew Hanlon, so he's still in town. He's at games. Then I also hear that they were together in Brooklyn, Drew Hanlon and Markel Fultz. This whole thing is nuts. This whole thing is nuts. okay? And as Justice just said, he has to just, we just talk, he has to get out of his own way. I've never seen this before, ever. That pull-up jumper from 15 looked like money when he made that shot. The one that he missed later on still looked like money. It was pure. It was natural. Not as natural because we know his shot is not the same anymore, but still, it looked good. It looked good. He gave them some aggressive minutes tonight while out there on the floor. Maybe not for the whole time, for the whole 20 minutes that he was out on the floor, but 4 of 6, he had some good looks. 8 points tonight, 3 boards, 2 assists. He was all right. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until midnight. This is In the Post as we discuss every night after Sixers basketball what happened on the floor and what happened on the floor. They gave up a fourth quarter lead that they should not have, and the Orlando Magic steal one from them, even though it was on the road and the Sixers have their trouble on the road. The Magic came back and stole this one unnecessarily, just stole it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Inge and King of Prussia, who's in the Post on the Fanatic. What's up, Inge?
Hey, Devon, you just said that Orlando stole this game, right?
Yes, they did steal this game. Or are you going to say they handed it to him?
No, opposite. Okay. All right. Maybe this is who the Sixers are. By that, I mean, look, Jimmy Butler had a problem with Towns and Wiggins because they were soft and they couldn't close out games.
Right.
Maybe Embiid and Simmons are exactly the same as Wiggins.
No shot.
They are soft. Look, remember the Boston series. I don't know.
No shot.
I don't want to.
You can keep talking about it all you want. There's no shot. They're not as soft as those two guys are.
Look, I understand we have them on our team and we're blind.
I would call them soft if they were, but they're not.
What do you mean they're not? What have you seen that they're not soft? But what happened in the Boston series last year?
I don't think they're winning players. Young guys in a situation that they've never been, and now they have to grow from it. Now, we can evaluate it off of that later on, but if you're asking me what you just did, I'm telling you, because that was the first time they were in a situation like that, and how many times have we seen young guys in a situation like that fail? That's exactly what happened.
Look, can I tell you what happened to Embiid tonight with the three-pointers?
Yeah, 4 of 7.
Look, he made that three-pointer to tie the game? Remember that key?
You talking about the one from the other game?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So now he is three-point happy.
He's been three-point happy, and that's what I've always said. Yeah, I need him shooting a minimum of three.
No toughness. Like, when I look at
maximum
this team,
of three, pardon me.
But when I look at this team, I could compare the talent, the scoring, the numbers to the 08 Celtics, but there's one thing missing. Toughness. You don't have a Garnett. Like, there's that missing element.
And you know who Garnett is in terms of toughness? That would be Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, exactly. So out of the three, thanks for the call, Inge. Out of the three, you have the certain things of toughness with the players. I'm not going to... You can point at guys and say they're soft. I understand that. There's plenty of players in the league. I'd be like, oh, man, he's just soft. That's not going to work. You can point at stuff that you don't like with Simmons and Embiid, but one thing I won't call them is soft. No. Now, I needed Embiid to go at Vucevic tonight, and I can complain about it, but I've seen him go at Vucevic before. For whatever reason tonight, he didn't have it, and he didn't give him enough that he needed to. He didn't. I've seen him give other guys work as well. Tough guys. I'm not going to call Drummond and Hassan Whiteside tough, but they are talented players. And he gives them work. He gets in their head. Maybe there's something in there in his head with Vucevic. Maybe. I'll give you that. That might be something. And you look at the box score and you say, man, triple-double, right? 10 assists, 13 rebounds. Supposed to get that win. You are supposed to get that win. But I'm also supposed to see him live at the free throw line like he has the last couple of games. Tonight he did not. Now he's got to come back. Tough game against Rudy Gobert on Friday at home and give him work. You got to make up for that. Then they go to Charlotte on Saturday. You know he's going to go at Cody Zeller. Probably give him 35. 610-632-0975. We go in the post with Owen in Glassboro on 97.5. Owen.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
First of all, Brett Brown needs to just go ahead and be Pratt coach. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about the culture building? Go up to the top of the office and build the culture because you're not my coach. The last.
So you're getting rid of him too, huh?
I'm done. Like, I've seen. I'm not going to bash my head up against the wall and watch the same thing. We got a 20-point lead. 2K calls a timeout after a 10-0 run. 2K puts in better substitutions than this guy does. And you know what? I've never seen him come out of a timeout and just have the team run a play. I've never seen one timeout come out of a timeout and run a play. And they say, because everybody, when you watch it, you see it. They say, oh, Coach Trump, good play there. I've never heard one announcer say that a day in my life about Brett Brown. And I just think he's going to do it with Jimmy Butler. And guess what? Jimmy Butler ain't going to get his face about it because Jimmy Butler needs a contract. Even Butler knows he's on his last track of keeping calm and not Latrell Sprewell and nobody, okay? So he ain't going to get up a Brett Brown face right now. So Brett Brown just needs to go be Pat Croce, go up in the top of the office, and rah-rah, sizzle-bah about your culture, and get me a coach in here. Because he came from the Popovich tree. I've seen Popovich have his starting five go, have the team go on a 6-0 run to start the game. In 30 seconds, he calls timeout, pulls the whole
Oh, and what did I say? If Ben Simmons doesn't shoot like you want him to, hey, my man, come sit down with me.
But Brett won't do it. You and I can sit down. We want to. He won't do it. It's not his DNA. It's been too long and he hasn't done it. And Embiid looking sluggish and tired. Maybe you say, hey, on the road, big fella, stop putting a little bed out front, getting a massage, eating cheeseburgers, and watching Goku on the court when you're away games, okay? How about we get inside, eat a salad, and focus on the game instead of you sitting out here getting a massage on the court when you're going to get it back in the game? Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that this dude is just Pat Croce. He wants to be everybody's friend and build his culture. I need a coach. And we ain't going to get it now, so no matter what I say, but he needs to be gone because he's going to be doing the same thing over and over again. Not calling a timeout.
Wow. Owen, thanks for the call, man. Owen was fired up. See, this is what you get in the post. Just allow you to go. It's nighttime. There's a lot to talk about, whether it be a win or a loss. In this case, unfortunately, a bad loss. Got it. Got to let people go. Joe on Twitter, at Uncle J Stan, says, how can you keep defending Brett Brown? The only defense that can be made is that we need stability somewhere. But if you're looking at Brett Brown's body of work, turnovers, and blown leads, he is awful. Where's Simmons' development? Joe, you make a good point in terms of Simmons' development. It's year number two. The obvious development that people are looking for is the jump shot. So again, I'm not going to overreact to that as of yet because he still gives you good stuff. I told you I didn't like what he gave you tonight, which is only 5 shot attempts. I needed more of that. He can be better. I know that. He can be better than he was last year. But I still want to see him dive into the basket, posting guys up deep in the paint at the rim. 70% from the free throw line, get there and not be afraid to take and make the jump shots. I mean, the free throws. That's the development. He's in year number two. Come on, Joe. Now, in terms of Brown with the turnovers and the blown leads, I got it. If this continues to happen later on in the season, and especially in the postseason, then, of course, we're going to have a conversation. Yes, we're going to react as it happens, as we should. As we should. But I'm not firing the guy. I don't know how many other ways I'm saying it. I'm not firing the guy. Real fast. One of my favorite people, Stacy at QuietStorm12_. And you know I don't mind sharing this with people because I know how people feel about Mikhail, my younger cousin, right? Playing for the Phoenix Suns. They win tonight, 113-93. He started tonight, his first NBA start. Just a great, nice little Mikhail Bridges. Off the screen, stagger, go to the basket, bang, on Bertans or whoever. It looked like it was Bertans for the Spurs. Yes, I just retweeted it. Thank you, Stacy. I did tweet one of his shots from earlier today, retweeted, but Stacy put me on to Mikhail's dunk on the Spurs as they win tonight, 113-93. They will be here on Monday, okay? I'm not working Monday, so don't look for me after the game or before the game. You can look for me in the stands at the game. going his family. Check my man out. Coming in town. Take on the Sixers on Monday at the center. So, yes, if you didn't see Mikhail's dunk tonight at Devon G 975. Let's go in the post with Ray in South Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ray?
Yo, what's going on, my man?
What's happening, man? I had to squeeze that in there. My bad.
Nah, you're all good, man. I wish you would retweet me sometime. You know, I'm at McMundo on Twitter.
I'm about to check it out. At what?
At McMundo. McMundoo.
All right. Good. Now you got all the people out there looking for you, too. Gotcha.
Yeah, man. I just feel like heads got to roll at this point, man. Brett Brown got to go. You got to go, my man. I know you said you're not firing him, but, bro, his time management is horrible. Like, if you see somebody, if you go on a 19-0 run and you finally call the timeout, what did you expect? I knew as soon as that run happened, bro, it was over at that point for me, man. I knew it was over.
See, I didn't even think, I thought they would pull this game out, Ray. I really did. Ray, first of all, you're not even following me. You want me to retweet you all the time. Come on, man.
But
it's all good. I will retweet you. No problem. I hear you, but I actually thought they would win the game, right? Even when that run happened, I said, okay, they're going to settle down. They have enough guys on this floor that know how to close the game out. Yes, they know how to lose leads, but they also have been out there enough to close games out. Unfortunately, it did not happen, and that's why Brett Brown is getting destroyed tonight.
Yeah, man, I understand because, like, I was such a huge Brett Brown supporter when he came here, man. I wanted to ride it out, the process, all that, man. I was a huge supporter. And then it just got to this point where last year in the series against Boston where he just flat out just got out-coached, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, and I've been listening for, like, 20, 30 minutes. I just took a ride to my girlfriend's house.
I appreciate it.
And I heard somebody say something about the, I forget what he said. It was something
about the offense.
It was something about the offense, but that's beside the fact, man. They just need to get the ball to Embiid in the low post. In the low post, man.
But that's on him, and that's on Brett Brown. And maybe you can even say, thanks for the call, Ray. That's on the point guard, too. If you're going to point guard the game and only take five shots, direct the offense. Brett Brown calls something, but you see something breaking down. No, give me the ball. Let me rotate on the other side. Joel Embiid likes the ball on the left block. Let me get him the ball on the left block where he can get that little bang, bang, bang jump hook over the left shoulder. Ball game. I need a bucket. Did not happen. That's why they lost. 111-106 to the Orlando Magic at Amway Center. 9-7 now in the season. They're back at it on the floor on Friday, hosting the Utah Jazz, the home debut of Jimmy Butler as a member of the 76ers. We're talking about the loss tonight in the post right here until midnight on the Fanatic.
Give me that ball. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. With seven games remaining and in third place in the NFC East, can the Birds turn it around this Sunday versus the Saints? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said...
When we donate 1 million pairs of socks... I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Bird's disappointed a lot of fans when they lost to Dallas at home on Sunday Night Football. Carson Wentz had a big game statistically, but the offense as a whole could only score 3 points in the first half of the game. Now they have to travel to New Orleans to take take on future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees and their high-power offense. The defense must slow them down, but the offense cannot start slow like they did last week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Hey, little man, I promise I'm going to stop smoking because I don't want to miss a single moment of your life. I found a great place to help, Poppy's Vapor Lounge. Poppy's owner quit smoking when his grandpa introduced him to vaping. That's why he named his stores Poppy's, to honor his grandfather and help people quit smoking with the lowest prices and best selection on vaping supplies.
Poppy's Vapor Lounge in Marlton and Turnersville. Use promo code SIMPLE for 10% off at poppiesvapor.com.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 11:29 here on 97.5, The Fanatic. We run for another half hour in the post right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. It's been an interesting night here on the phone lines as we discuss the 76ers 111-106 loss. Joel Embiid with a triple-double. Jimmy Butler, quiet night, but enough for them to get the win as he dropped 14 in his debut as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. They needed to come away with this win, though. They should have come away with this win. 610-632-0975. Yet again, this week only, purchase a Bernie's Bites card for just $39. Your Bernie's Bites card includes two starters, two entrees, and two desserts. Indulge in Bernie's freshly prepared menu at one of their four locations. The Bernie's Bites card is available for purchase now through Sunday, November 18th at 97.5 The Fanatic. And for those who are not familiar, when we make those reads like this, that is our Fanatic Deal of the Week. So take advantage of that again. Bernie's Bites card for just $39. Two starters, two entrees, two desserts now through Sunday at 97.5thefanatic.com. 610-632-0975. We keep it running on the phones as we do often after the games in the post right here on The Fanatic with Jack and Manio. Hey, Jack.
Excuse me.
It's all good, man. You all right? Get some water.
Yeah,
we can wait.
Apologize about that. I mean, my thing like this, the whole thing about the whole Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons shooting five things a night, he had to remember what he brought in from Minnesota. Like, yo, he was this guy to go to, this, that, and the third. But, you know, they had, what, 3-hour practice, 4-hour practice together?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we all know Ben don't shoot the ball.
Right.
Jimmy, he tries. Whatever, he's new to the system. He thinks, all right, he's inherited to a team with, obviously, Embiid's the man. Simmons is number two. He's number three until everything gets worked out in the next 20 games. And then let's go back to last year. Excuse me. Sorry, I have a cold. But Sixers didn't catch fire until what? End of January, late February?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Brett Brown.
Yeah, he did go off in that point. Yep.
Maybe they worked their things out or whatever, but it's. It seems like after the new year, that's when it seems to be like a whole new team. And then Korkmaz is maybe what we brought J.J. Redick in last year for. To J.J. taught him how to shoot. He's starting to maybe learn how to shoot. Maybe he can play defense. You know what? Maybe he can be Bellinelli. Maybe he can be Bill Soviet off the bench or whatever without having to trade dramatic trade like we did for Butler. But I mean, I guess we're star hunting. We got our star, but they had 4 hours practice. But Philadelphia just needs to relax and let them develop.
Well, I mean, it's hard to, I mean, listen, yes, Jack, thanks for the call. I think they will be fine. I agree with a lot of people. I agree with you right there. Let them develop is kind of hard when you win 52 and you expect them to make that next jump. The expectations are there. When you add this third star like you do with Jimmy Butler, again, the expectation now is that a lot of people believe that they can represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. So letting them develop, yes, Ben Simmons is in year number two, and I think he will be fine, and I think he gets picked on a lot, as he should, for a lot of things. But you can't say just let them develop because they are elite. When we talk about elite, we mean elite. Like Landry Shamet, you say let him develop. He's a late 20s pick, 26, whatever it was. You let him develop. Ben Simmons, yes, you let him develop certain aspects of his game, but I expect an all-star type of performance from him all year long. The development then comes in also in year number two for him in the postseason, where I now need you to figure out, you and Brett Brown, how, and Joel Embiid, how to win the games on the road, how to close out games in the postseason when you have big leads or when you lead on the road in a close game in a tough environment. That's the development that I want to see also. So we're going to pick at these things all year long. We're only in game number 16. We got a lot to go. 66 games to go. We got a lot to talk about. And we will. And we will evaluate them game after game after game after game. Let them develop, yes. But in that development, I need wins. I need natural growth with those developments where it's helping you win games too, because this is not about that development of the process anymore, the rebuild. It's about W's now. Or as Brett Brown is being called out by a lot of people, he will lose his job. 610-632-0975 in the post with Pat in Houston on 97.5. Pat.
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing?
Hey, man, some of these callers are going crazy right now. I think you might have called your boy Jack in the middle of the pass or something, the way he calls all the money. But I was going to say two things real quick about tonight. I'm not worried about it at all. Joel went 6-for-20 from the floor. When your best player goes 6-for-20, I know he got hot from behind the arc, but 6-for-20, That's not going to do it. I think if he goes...
No, it is not.
I think if he goes 9 for 20 or 10 for 20 on a normal night, that's a win.
Yep,
so
and that's why,
about that game.
That's why I said, Pat, I just needed him to maybe get a couple more shots down the end of the game, down the stretch, on the block. Just give me two of three of four, whatever it might be, to get the bucket to secure the win, take that flight, come back home with the W. I didn't mind the 20 shots. I didn't mind 23 shots. As long as the buckets in the last 2 minutes were there and secured by your franchise player.
Exactly. So I can live with a night like that as long as we die with the beat. That's fine. But I've been hearing a lot of stuff at Golden State, and I think I like it a lot. Do you think eventually, first of all, that they're going to have to make a decision on committing to Durant or Draymond?
Oh, yeah, because Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant are both going to be free agents this offseason. So, yes, they have to make a decision one way or another.
I'm thinking that if they go to Durant and commit to him, I think it would be the best front court, better than like any front court that the Pistons have with Rodman and whoever, if you put together Joel Embiid.
Now you know he wants a lot of scratch, man. He wants a lot of money. He took a couple pay cuts out there. He wants a lot of money.
Well, this is my thing. I think that if they did have to split them up, I would send him to, I would trade Ben Simmons to Golden State for Draymond Green, and I would try and acquire Klay Thompson in the summer to come with Draymond as a free agent.
Klay Thompson is not going anywhere, Pat. Thanks for the call. He's staying out there. He knows he has it easy. He's a smart, smart, smart man. 610-632-0975. I love the thinking, but it's just thinking. So you got to think a little more. Chris in Upper Darby is in the post on the Fanatic. Chris, how you doing?
First of all, Klay Thompson's going to L.A. with LeBron.
No, he isn't.
His dad works for the Philly. He works with the Lakers.
I know. He's not going there. He's staying out there.
But my main point is this. You win or lose games in the fourth quarter with the last 3 minutes, that's all coaching. Let me ask you a question. Why was Mike Muscala out there in the latter part of the game and Wilson Chandler on the bench?
I questioned the same thing. That was my number one thing with Brett Brown tonight. Why was that substitution made? Totally agree. Here's the one thing. I will say that maybe there was some tiredness to him that he decided to take him out for a minute. Plus, it was the minute restriction thing that we know he's been on, right, where he's only supposed to go in the low 20s. But in a case like that, where the game you need to be won, I would have probably left him out there.
Exactly, because you really go back and you rewind the tape. It looked like he was trying to stay away from contact because he was worried about getting hit in the nose or in the face with that mask on. But I'm like, you got to D him up. And the defense wasn't there. And if I remember, Wilson Chandler was the one that kind of got us back in the game.
No, he did. He scored five straight,
and then you put him on the bench. I don't understand it. That's why I said
the only thing I can think of is the minute restriction. The fact that he might have got a little winded because they did ride him for that five straight, and I think he has 7 in the fourth overall. Plus, Mike Muscala, the outside shooting that he can provide, maybe Brett Brown was looking at that as well, but Wilson Chandler had just hit a three.
Yeah, all right. My next point about Ben Simmons, if he doesn't want to shoot the jump shot from the at least, you got to move him power forward or something like that. You know, because at least Fultz isn't afraid to shoot the shot. You know, he doesn't want to shoot a three. At least Fultz shoots a jumper. He doesn't even do that, and it kills him.
Well, he has played some power forward. Chris, thank you for the call. He has played some power forward, and he just has to. They have to find a way to consistently get him good looks. That's all. I know. It's easier said than done, I know. 610-632-0975, but he has to find a way to get it done. And now you have to implement this new guy in Jimmy Butler. So, here we go. 610-632-0975. It's our final segment in the post. We take this final break right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Gibbons.
Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. The Bird struggles continue with 7 games remaining and a 4-5 record. Is there time to turn it around? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5. The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Form delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a 27-20 loss to Dallas on Sunday night, Coach Doug Peterson was asked what message he gave to the team in the locker room. Peterson said, quote, "The message is basically pretty simple. Starting with myself, all of us, just look at ourselves in the mirror. Are we doing enough? Are we giving enough?" End quote. The Birds travel to New Orleans this Sunday to take on the 8-1 Saints.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com.
Hey, this is the doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Today I have a special guest, Rug Doctor's head of innovation, Rich Newhouse. What's new, Rich?
Glad you asked, Doc. It just came out with this baby. The new Pro Deep Cleaner. It's our best Rug Doctor ever. Lighter, more versatile, and tons of power.
In other words, this is not your father's Rug Doctor.
No, this is my mother's Rug Doctor. She rented one at the supermarket last week and liked it so much, I bought her one of her own.
So, what does she like about it?
She can deep clean her carpets, furniture, area rugs, but her favorite thing is the professional suction power and brush velocity created by the TwinTech motors. Yeah, Mom's a bit of a gearhead.
Now I know where you get it from, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Doc.
Get your home clean, fresh, and guests ready for the holiday season. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local grocer. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. This November, come out to Creekside Cabaret and celebrate the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, in style on Wednesday, November 21st. It'll be a party you won't want to miss. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lite and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
1145, 97.5, The Fanatic in the post with Devon Givens and you, 610-632-0975. Can I say something about my man Sam Fletcher here? He's always done a great job while with us, and he's, is it okay if I say it? Sam Fletcher's going to be moving on here after this week. So, Sam, I just want to say thank you for a great job, man. You've done a fantastic job producing the shows, watching you grow while you've been here. And I say that as a former producer. I know how tough it is sometimes in dealing with different personalities and different hosts. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate your work, and good luck in your next gig, man. You'll be great. So Sam Fletcher producing the show tonight. Will be moving on from us in the next week. So I just wanted to say thank you to him. Again, having been where he is right now, I understand how tough it is. And it's good to see some good people doing some good things. And I wish him the best of luck, Sam. 610-632-0975. Little Eagle stuff real fast. We want to help Rodney McLeod raise $23,000 for cancer research. So not real fast because we don't want to rush this. This is an important thing. Rodney McLeod has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research, the AACR. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. The winner will receive two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against Washington. And I still think that game will have some important implications. So it's going to be an important, fun time down there at the link. You also receive field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck. You can meet Eagle safety Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we hope you will contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate. Okay? Appreciate it. Thank you. 610-632-0975. We're going to run these calls. We got about a good 8 minutes to go. So I want to give everybody their opportunity to say their piece in the post with Pat in Haddonfield on 97.5. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Devon. How's it going?
It's going, man.
Yeah, so I can hear the frustration in some of the fans' calls with the game tonight, and I totally understand that Brett Brown should have called timeout, a couple different things. But anything this process has taught me is you got to be a little patient. I mean, Jimmy Butler passed his physical, 36 hours ago? You saw on the first play of the game, Brett Brown tried to get him a touch. He came off a double ball screen, had a wide open 15-foot pull up, and he was kind of, wasn't ready to shoot, right? And it's tough coming in that situation. And, I totally expected him. I thought 12 shots was actually more than I thought he was going to
take. I agree. That's why I told Jasper I wasn't worried about his shot attempts. First of all, they should have got the win. They were in position to win the game with his only 12 shot attempts.
Right. And, and they were all easy buckets. I think five of them were either layups or dunks.
Yep.
It wasn't all, a pull-up jumper. He had one nice drive where he made it look really easy. That's one of the things he's going to bring is we don't get a whole lot of easy baskets, right? J.J. Redick's shots are coming off four different screens for a pull-up.
He works.
Shoot. Yeah, works hard for the shots. Embiid, a lot of times double-teamed. In the post, he works hard for his shots, gets to the foul line. Jimmy Butler's going to provide easy buckets when we need them. And I really think that this addition, it may take a couple weeks to gel, and I'm glad they have, I think, four out of the next five at home. I think that'll really help them. They'll be in Philly. They'll be working, together a lot. They'll mesh better, and I think they'll really connect after this five-game stretch here, maybe win four out of five.
No doubt.
And really, take off, and I really expect them to really compete with the Raptors. I mean, it's a perfect matchup for Kawhi Leonard.
Well, the Raptors are the tough one, man. No doubt about it. Listen, we got to move on, Pat. Thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Victor in Southwest in the Post on the Fanatic. Vic.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you feeling tonight?
Oh, man, you know what? I did not like that loss, so I'll get your thoughts.
Tough loss. You know, we blew a 60-point lead, as always. That's something we got to clean up. We clean up a lot of the turnovers we be having. I think, you know, if we clean it up a little bit, we'll be fine. But I also want to say this. I understand Embiid went 6-for-20. But Ben Simmons, he's good. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I feel like he has to score the basketball. 7 points. No, I'm sorry. 9 points. That's not cutting it.
Five shots. That's it. That's not enough.
That's not enough. Like, if you're a 6'11 point guard, at least, you know, take a few more shots. You know, go to the rack and, you know, and just get easy buckets like that. Because according to him, before he got drafted by the Sixers, he was asked, why don't you shoot? And him, he says, oh, well, I don't shoot because it's too easy for me to go to the paint and score.
Yeah.
So where is this? You know, like, I don't see it. But I still feel optimistic about us. You know, they still got to develop. But if you put number one pick like Ben Simmons, I'm expecting number one pick play.
Hey,
you know,
listen,
what I mean?
And you're not wrong, Vic. Thanks for the call, man. I started it off. Five shots. Top of the show. Not enough for me. Did not like it. I need more, especially in an opportunity where you needed someone to step up. I needed him or Embiid to step up, Simmons, and it did not happen. Josh in Red Hills in the Post. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? Listen all the time, and I love your show. First time calling.
Thank you so much.
Listen, I got to say, listen, I want to give Orlando credit. They shot well tonight.
True, so indeed.
Let's not forget that. I mean, they were shooting well. I mean, it was a good game from them.
Yeah, they shot 43% from three. The Sixers shot 48%, 50 from the floor for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, and I'd like to say about Jimmy Butler.
Nine more free throws, by the way.
I'm happy he's here. But there were a few shots that I think he should have maybe taken when he rolled into the, you know, top of the paint. I think he was open a few times and was trying to.
He had the same issue that some of the others did, trying to implement into the offense, and he was too unselfish.
You know, I think he should have been more of what he is, why that stat is why he's the leading league in 9 points in the fourth quarter. Take those shots. That's why you're here to knock them down, because we have a lack of scoring from Ben, from Redick some nights, you know. Just take that and beat from the arc. I'm not upset he's 4-for-7. If that's Redick, no one even calls.
No, it was just the final two when they were at the stage of the game, especially off the dribble. You like it when he makes it, but it's like, yo, just go on the block, and I think you can get it done down there.
Correct. I totally agree. He should have had a little more block action, maybe even earlier, maybe five, 6 minutes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Game.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. And that's when those threes, he attempted those. Josh, don't be a stranger, man. Thanks for the call. That's when he attempted those threes a few minutes before, the last 2 minutes. And you're like, man, I mean, we got the little lead here. Just let's work the post a little bit. Melvin in Philly shuts down in the Post tonight here on The Fanatic. What's up, Mel?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to play a little more defense.
Yeah, that's been their problem defensively on the perimeter. Yeah. They've struggled a lot. And defensive player of the year candidate Joel Embiid got his head handed to him by Vucevic dropping 30 tonight.
Yeah. And what can he get for Carmelo Anthony? Can he get him over here?
Well, Carmelo Anthony is available because the Houston Rockets might just drop him overall, Melvin. So he might be available. Well, you don't have to trade anything. He might be a free agent he might be a waiver candidate because they decide to waive him. Mel, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate you contributing to the show. And if that's the case, then you can take a look at him. You can possibly pick him up on a waiver wire. There will be a list in terms of where the waiver wire teams in the order. So I don't know where the Sixers will be in that order, but who knows if someone else will take an opportunity on him. Thanks so much to everyone out there for contributing to the show tonight. Really appreciate it again. Tyler Zuli, Brian McLaughlin for helping out tonight. Also, Tom McGinnis and Brian Seltzer for the Sixers coverage, of course. And my man, who will be stepping away shortly. I'll be working with him again. But he's going to be leaving us in about a week. And that's Sam Fletcher. Sam, again, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate all your help. I will be back on Friday, 6 o'clock, live from the center for Jimmy Butler's home debut as a member of the Sixers with Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com for Sixers and 60, and then in the post following Sixers Jazz. So have a good night tonight. Be careful tomorrow in that weather, whatever it might be. And I will talk to you at 6 on Friday right here on The Fanatic.